I agree with you completely. I mean, rural churches could be in a position to do some really good things. I think probably the target connection could be through the spouses type of situation, particularly if they're in a situation where they are feel somewhat isolated, don't have somebody to talk to, and can be the conduit to actually address the situation for the family. So I think certainly, you know, either that or working with the volunteers within the congregation that might be Sunday school teachers or those to again be alert for those kind of situations. You know, Minnesota has some very strict and good laws as it relates to reporting physical abuse or potential physical abuse by, you know, including churches and schools and everything else. But I don't think we do a good job of alerting people what to look for mental stress. And it's the kind of thing that if in fact we can get to the point where we help volunteers or in some cases maybe even teachers and school counselors to what to be looking for in that situation, I think it would go a long way, because I still go back to this idea that you're not going to have many male farmers that are going to call up and say, I need help, at least not initially, or not until they get to the point where it's maybe, I don't want to say too late, but certainly a long ways down the road. But those families or those connections with the person could certainly be the conduit to help address that issue with the person that really needs the help.
Well, and I think, too, being responsive to people, you know, noticing that Bob isn't in church. I'll give you a personal situation. My father died suddenly, and so we were working. We went up to the farm on a regular basis, well, every weekend, and we had been regular churchgoers, and no one called us from the church until a year later. I mean, we went every week, and we had been involved in other activities of the church, ran the fundraising auction, did the annual meeting stuff, and no one, not one single person, not the minister, not any of the parishioners, no one called us for over a year. Finally, we got a call from one person who said, oh, why haven't you been turning up lately? And it's like, well, I guess we didn't make much of a difference there. And so you have to be aware of those things, and you can't wait for a year to make the call. If it's a few weeks and you don't see somebody, somebody should be calling them and checking in on them.
I would offer one more thing regarding that with rural ministries. Absolutely, rural ministries are important. But my question would be to anybody who's practicing like yourself in that capacity, what have you done, or what has your, I'm assuming you have a clergy council or some kind of cleric group where, at least informally, you already mentioned you talked to others. What conversations are you having with county behavioral health services or community mental health services, or just the practitioners, the services that are already there? Because it's been my experience over the years, too often members of the clergy will say, I'm trying to do this on my own, and maybe I was prepared at some level, maybe I wasn't. And it goes back to that general question of, but what are you doing to reach out a little more broadly so that you have a little bit more of a congruent level of understanding about services available?
Cindy? I also think in my local community church, they do a tractor blessing. You know, just respectfully acknowledging farmers are beginning to, you know, and it's in the spring that they do the tractor blessing. But I think that respect and just that kind of honor of this occupation would be one idea that I would throw out. I'm intrigued by the Sunday school lesson thing, because I think there's a lot of educational material that we could develop and, you know, give to churches to facilitate in a group, just to get people talking to each other. The other thing that I think is powerful too is just even acknowledging some of the stress in prayer, you know, asking for, it always aggravates me when the weatherman goes, and we aren't going to be able to have our picnics this weekend. And I want to go, for God's sakes, people's crops are drowning. And, you know, it's just a disconnect. So I think if you can connect that, you recognize, you know, these things are stressful and this is happening and we ask, you know, for strength or whatever, I think that can be a piece of just just coping, because spirituality, in my experience with working with people, is a very powerful thing. It's oftentimes the thing that keeps them going. So I think there's a lot we could focus on the church with.